How does the GOES-R volcanic ash detection algorithm use the spectral information from ADI? Generally speaking, the split window difference technique is first used to determine if a cloud of interest potentially contains ash. If ash existence is possible, the 7.3 and 8.4 micrometer bands are then used to further increase confidence in ash detection because of their sensitivity to sulfur dioxide. In practice, detection is very difficult with this simplistic approach. Many factors can lead to false positives. To mitigate these effects, the background state of the atmosphere and surface can be considered. This requires the inclusion of ancillary data such as land cover, surface type, and the radiative properties of the atmosphere, the latter of which are based on radiative transfer model guidance.